Hey, you found the Bear Rugs, a quirky duo of podcasters clawing at you three times a week. On Mondays, we talk, banter, and ramble about a multitude of topics. Wednesdays are reserved for Ask a Bear Rug. We take the spiciest questions from our listeners, so be sure to hop on the site and send us a few. Fridays, we save those for movie and television series reviews. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the den. What's up, everyone? I'm James.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we're the Bear Rugs. Grab a chair, kick back by the fire.
If you have either of those things.
And grab a drink.
Ideally alcoholic.
And let the sweet, dulcet tones of the Bear Rugs fill your head.
We really appreciate you guys tuning in. And without further ado, let's get into it.
Today is Wednesday. Our favorite episodes.
Ask the Bear Rugs.
Hey, we got it. We got some spicy questions, and we're going to go ahead and field those today.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I guess let's just hop into it, huh?
Yep.
What's our first question, Emily?
Which fruit of One Piece would you pick if you could choose one?
All right. So, One Piece is a popular anime. It's been going now for like 100, not 100 seasons, but a lot of seasons, a lot of episodes. And all of the characters in One Piece, they're like little pirates. They all eat some kind of fruit. And it gives them, like, superpowers, right? So what I did was I went ahead and used Bard here to grab them because I think I've watched maybe five episodes of One Piece. Have you seen any of it?
You've only watched five total?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. I've watched probably about 10. Not many more than you, but I'm surprised there's any anime that I've seen more than you have.
I just watched. I mean, like, they were on somewhere, and I was, like, watching it, and I didn't know who was who. I know there's, like, a girl that everybody crushes on. There's a monkey. D. Luffy.
Monkey D. Luffy.
There's a guy that looks cool that has like a, I don't know, blue hair or some shit. I mixed it up with Bleach. That's how long it's been since I've seen him. I don't know which character is which.
As you know, I'm really bad about catching up on TV shows that all the episodes are done or a lot of them have been made before I start. I don't like to go and dig through backlogs or catch up. I don't like to catch up. And the issue with One Piece is there's like 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot. And also, we're probably radicalizing some of our listeners by saying neither of us listen to it because I know for a fact it's like
you mean
a
watch
beloved
it?
Did I say listen to it? Yeah. Yeah, watch it. Yeah, it's a beloved anime, so
I like what I watched. It's just overwhelming to catch up with all
I need
that.
To watch it. I'm gonna watch it. I'll make a vow here. I'll watch like maybe the first season, which is no longer relevant, right, and just kind of go from there. But all right, so when I put this into Bard, little AI generator, I just said, give me a list of the One Piece fruits, the devil fruits. There's some that are branded as Paramecia, and then there's some that are branded as Zone. So I guess there's a couple of...
But so when you say AI generator, is it making up fruits that aren't actually in the show?
No, it's like... So it's not really an AI generator. I should, I guess, articulate better. Bard will basically go through the internet. You can ask it some random-ass question like, hey, I want to know how this is.
It goes through it, and then
it... Yeah, and it formats it in a way that you can use it. And you can actually create multiple formats of things. So we're just going to look through a couple of these. So we got the Awa Awa Nomi, the bubble bubble fruit. User can create bubbles. We got the barrier. You can make unbreakable barriers. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo fruit. You could transform people into babies, huh? Let's see. Turn body into weapon. Let me see if there's any that are like crazy spicy in here. Some of these are like elemental, turning people into toys. Man, it kind of makes you wonder what's going on in the episodes that they decided, like, let's create a fruit that does this.
Show gets pretty wild, I have no doubt.
Yeah, users to interact with souls. Like, some of these are so particular that you're like, you know that if they didn't run into a dude that had this fruit, the episode wouldn't have gone through, right?
Sounds like these fruits sometimes are like a plot crutch.
Ooh.
Like, we need this to happen. Let's make a fruit that makes it happen.
Yeah, let's MacGuffin it. Yeah.
I mean, I say that not having watched it all, but anytime you have 1,000 episodes or whatever it may be, it might not be 1,000, it might be several hundred, but anytime you have that many episodes, you know you're going to have to start really reaching out and getting creative.
Getting some spicy
ones. To make sure that things are new. Another thing that I just realized, I played the One Piece, like, Dynasty Warriors type game.
Is it the recent one that came out? Or
no, this is an older one. It's been out a while. I think it came out in like the PS4, Xbox One days. But I like the Dynasty Warrior style games. It's just easy going there and just start slapping groups around. And so I played the One Piece one for probably several hours. I've probably played more of the One Piece game than I've watched the One Piece or one of the One Piece games. Then I've watched One Piece, and it was a fun game. You get to know the characters and their abilities playing that game as well. Like Monkey's really stretchy.
Stretchy. Yeah,
so you could like slap people across the field.
Knock them over like bowling pins. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
This one's kind of interesting. Ushi Ushi no Mi. The model is Daibutsu. It allows the user to transform into a giant Buddha. So I don't know. I don't know what you do with that, but hey.
I don't either. You need some wisdom.
Yep. We got axolotls. You could turn into an axolotl. This one, I think this is the one I would go. It's called Akuma Akuma no Mi. It's literally called Devil Fruit. It allows you to transform into any Devil Fruit user. So I'm assuming you could get their abilities too. So why not all? That's mine.
That's the one you're picking?
That's what I'm going with, dude. I'll turn into any of them. If I want to be an armadillo, I could be an armadillo. If I want to be a polar bear. Oh, zone it. So it's like, it's almost like a shaman. You turn into like, so here, let me let you browse through this while we're, you know, kind of peeping it. But yeah, it looks like all the zone ones are like different, like animals. So you can turn into like, you know, a axolotl. I wondered why. I mean, I don't know why you'd want to turn into an axolotl, but you could, I guess. You seen any in there that are catching your fancy?
Buki Buki no Mi allows the user to turn their body into any weapon. So you just want to be a gun laying on the ground, I guess.
A gun, would it still have your head?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Or like, would your face be in the gun? And you'd be like, pick me up and shoot him.
Let's see, man. These honestly aren't.
Or maybe you could turn your hand into a pistol. You want to refresh it and see if it pulls some more?
Ito Ito no Mi allows the user to create and manipulate strings.
Yeah, there's one that also can create and manipulate needles. So it's like the counter.
These aren't just the most awesome powers. Allows the user to turn their body into Moki and control other Moki. Moki Moki no Mi.
Moki Moki, dude.
Allows the user to create. Mochi. Yeah, you're right. Mochi.
I didn't know.
Allows
the
user to create and control mud. Shoot, I could do that now. Pour water on dirt and then hold it. I'm getting mad at One Piece now.
You can't lift it up. You can't throw it at people.
I can throw it at people, but I can't like levitate it. Like, is that what you're getting at?
Okay, that's fair.
Opi Opi no Mi allows the user to create a three-dimensional space within which they can perform surgery and other actions.
Yeah, yeah, that one's crazy. You literally just have like a pocket hospital, dude.
Allows the user to transform into a phoenix. Tori Tori no Mi.
Apparently, there's one that lets you like create an area, like create black holes. There's one that also lets you create like a space where you can manipulate like matter and time. That one would be crazy, but I would just use the other fruit that lets you turn into that. Is it? I wonder if it's like shapeshift or you also get their powers.
I'm gonna do Yomi Yomi no Mi. Allows the user to resurrect themselves after they die.
Oh, okay, so you could choose if you're like I'm good. You just don't resurrect yourself.
Yeah, if you're if you're like 99, you're like, what's the point?
I'm out.
But if it's like tomorrow, then
you're like,
you can do something about it.
Yeah, it's like a video game. We're gonna try it again.
Yep.
All right. If I would feed you the giant, so let's spin the question. What fruit would you force me to eat, and what fruit would I force you to eat? I'd get you the one that lets you turn into a giant Buddha.
Oh man, that's what I was gonna say too.
Too late. I'm already a giant Buddha.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, I don't want you to have to deal with much change, so I'm gonna just turn you into a giant Buddha.
Sweet,
you just
feel right at home. How sweet, dude.
Okay, I'll pick a different one.
Yeah, you're gonna be a giant Buddha, bro. I'll pat your belly for good luck. I think you still can choose, right, when you want to be a giant Buddha. Because the mud one made you so mad, I could even feed you the mud one.
Yeah, it did make me mad. The mud one made me very mad. You know what? I'm going to give you Jiki Jiki no Mi. Allows the user to turn their body into iron.
Okay. Just extra thick. I can make myself dummy thick.
Yep.
Like the Mario. You remember in Mario 64? You could get the green exclamation. It would turn you into like...
Metal Mario?
Metal Mario.
You should have just... An easier way to make me remember that would have been... Remember Metal Mario?
I didn't remember what he's called.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yep.
Turn myself into iron.
I'm going to eat the resurrection one. I'm going to give you the iron one, I guess. But I really just wanted to give you the Buddha one.
Yeah, too bad. I'll take the Buddha one. You can give me the Buddha one.
And I'll take the mud.
Yeah, you'll take the mud.
That's fair. I'm just going to rage.
Do you think they taste like?
Going to angry cry making mud.
Mud everywhere.
Hitting
people up in mud. All right. Anyway, I'll start watching One Piece. If we hurt anybody's feelings, I'm sorry. There's a lot of content out there, man.
There was a time when I thought, I'll watch like a couple a week and in 40 years I'll be caught up.
Yeah.
I gave up on that.
No, no. It's, yeah, it's like the Bear Rugs episodes nowadays, dude. We're just churning these puppies out, you know?
Yep.
Would the bear, what would the fruit be called that would turn someone into a bear rug? Let me see Japanese for bear rug.
Got, I don't know, 25 episodes, something like that. Everybody, if you haven't, if you're behind Japanese and you hear this, go back and binge. Got a long drive, got a long commute.
Okay, it literally just showed me a bunch of Japanese-themed bear rugs.
Waiting so room at the doctor.
We're going to call it the Jeremy-Yo-James-E fruit.
Jeremy-Jeremy-O-James-E fruit.
Turn you into a bear rug. What would it taste like? Salmon and honey.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, next question. We're I'm going crazy here.
All right. Would you rather suck 10 different dicks or the same dick 10 times? Serious question. Oh,
boy. Here we go. You want to take this first? You want to fill it?
For anyone that doesn't know or remember or is unaware, there was a famous viral clip about this a few years ago. And it was a guy that got asked this, and everyone thought his answer was pretty funny. Do you remember
it? Yeah, I remember it. I remember it. It was rent-free in my head.
Yeah, good. What happens in it?
So he's like, well, 10 dicks would be, I don't know the exact, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but he's like, well, sucking one dick 10 times is something, seems like it'd be a form of commitment. So that's definitely way gayer. So I'd do 10 different dicks, something like that, right?
Yeah, and it was like a Marine or something, like a pretty macho.
And the guy was laughing, and he's like, yeah, you got a good point.
Right, yeah.
Is that where you stand with it?
No, so my answer to this, and it's going to be pretty succinct and blunt, is the CDC estimates that 1 in 5 people in the United States have an STD.
Okay.
So you're safer not going with a multitude.
So you're
just across the board, you probably stick with one.
Yeah, you're playing it safe for
this. This is a situation where monogamy is beneficial.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got to say about that. You're better off doing the one. Anybody that, if you're faced with these decisions, you're better off with the one. Period. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, well, I have the counter to, like, obviously, you don't know. Do you get to choose the dick? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even care.
Like,
I don't even care about the context of this question.
Like, what if you went like to the first one and you're like, you know what? I could probably do that one 9 more times versus playing roulette with the other.
Oh, you don't choose until after you've started?
Until you started on the first one, maybe? I don't know.
The only rules are there are no rules. When you get asked a question like this, you answer it however the hell you want.
Well, I have the counter argument to that guy. He says because it signifies commitment, it would be more gay. But the fact that you would be hungry enough to want to suck 10 different dicks, I think would also be way more gay, right? Because it's like, you know, the devil you know versus the devil you don't kind of thing. I don't know. I also would be worried about the STD thing, too. I'm doing one 10 times. And if I get to pick, it's going to be one of my heartthrobs. And then there was the whole Louis C.K. bit. Do you remember that?
For some reason, like, I thought you were going to say it's going to be one of my gamer friends.
One of my...
I literally thought that's where you were going. Well, I don't know why.
There's a couple of gamer friends. And I'm just kidding. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Would you... Okay, how about this? Would you rather it be like a... you're not going to answer.
A complete stranger or somebody I know? Well, No, I'm not answering.
I was going to go more with physiology. Like, would you rather it be like a...
I'd rather it be
like
no
a
one.
Coke can or like a fucking acorn
on a tree?
I don't
even have an answer for that.
Okay. I think I'd want one that would... that. This is going to sound really weird, but, you know, I'm going there. You don't have to go there. I would want one that was as similar to my own as possible. Is that gay?
I don't know.
I'm familiar with this thing, right? I've tinkle-tankled. I've held this one. We can go with that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
There is something to be said about familiarity.
Like, cause I
understand,
know,
that in a weird way.
I've you know, this one's been with me for 34 years. We've grown together. We've watched each other blossom into, you know, I don't know. If that makes sense. Also,
if it was similar to yours, what would that
similar?
Be? Like a similar.
So there you go.
A doppeldangler.
A doppeldangler. Yeah. You know,
a doppeldangler.
Like, yeah. And the, I don't know. Yeah. That would be kind of like 23andMe. They probably clone me, right? I would.
I wonder what they're doing over there at 23andMe. If they're making clones of us.
If I had to suck one dick 10 times, the ideal dick would be my clone's dick. I think. I'm going to go with that.
That's a conversation that I've seen played out between men in life is like, if it's a clone of you,
if you're a
straight
gay
male and it's a clone of you,
I mean,
is there anything wrong with that? Are you still a straight male?
I mean, it's
one of those things. I'm just like, I'm not, why are we thinking about this?
It's a cloud. I mean, it's cloudy territory.
Who cares?
For sure. Right.
But I've seen some very manly men argue that, hey, if it's a clone of you, fair game.
Like, tear it up.
Fair game. Up.
But I feel like, and again, we may be going a little too into detail here.
Yeah.
I would be a little creeped out if, like, if I, like, woke up in bed and I was like, ooh, what's going on? I lift the blanket and it was me doing it. I'd be like, what the fuck? Is this a nightmare? Like, what did I eat last night? You know what I mean? That would be the first thing that came to my head. I don't know. It would be weird to see my own self.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Thanks for the question, kind of.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Yeah. One dick 10 times. That's the Bear Rugs mantra, too.
What is your weirdest food combination?
You know?
Hmm.
I got mine. I can drop mine right away.
Probably breakfast food. So, like, eggs, bacon, hash browns, and whatever else comes on that plate. It could be a multitude of things, but mm-hmm. I cover the whole plate in syrup. Like, doesn't even need to be pancakes involved. I just put it on the bacon, like, the hash browns, even a little bit of the eggs.
What are we talking, like maple, butter pecan?
Yeah, like maple, just regular maple syrup. Yeah, I cover my breakfast food in syrup. I just think it's good. I'm like Buddy the Elf.
Do you
like
not
put syrup on my spaghetti?
Dude, as an adult with a beard now, I fucking hate syrup. Like, I can't stand it. Like, it fucks my shit up, dude. You know what I mean?
You got to be ready to go splash some water on the beard after you
eat. It's not worth it. It's like, I don't know. I just don't like, even with pancakes, I'm like very light drizzle. Like, I want it just slightly soaked in the pancake, but I still almost want the pancake like semi-dry, or I'd use like jam.
I've just learned to deal with it because all my favorite foods are saucy. So like barbecue ribs or wings or
so a little bit in the flavor syrup. Saver, no so problem.
I almost always get like just...
Bearded situation.
And I just go, like, even if I'm in a restaurant, I'll finish eating, I'll go in the bathroom and literally just splash water on my face.
Yeah, just
and then get a bunch of paper towels and wipe it all off. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's that hot of a take for a food combo, dude. I was thinking you'd do some weird shit like Rocky Road and ketchup or something. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Mine is definitely, and I don't care what anyone says, it's amazing. You won't like it. I know you won't like it.
Why is it like cheese and...
Yeah, it's definitely a cheese, but it's Nutty Bars, right? So I'm talking like the chocolate wafers with the peanut butter in them.
With cheese?
Not just any cheese, that cheap fucking nacho cheese dip. You know what I'm talking about? Like the really cheap, almost goopy, drippy.
So you say this, and I'm skeptical because I've never, and I'm around you a lot, I've lived with you, and I've never seen you eat that.
Bro, sweet and savory. I used to fuck that up in like high school because that's when you had it. Like Nutty Bars were a quarter, the nacho cheese sauce was just like there. You dipped and dunked.
Next recording session, I want to see you munching on that while we record.
Yeah, if you want to go get some, we'll go get some. I'll tear it up right now. I'll have you dip some too.
I will not try it.
This is one I definitely want to try. Do you like sour cream?
No.
I don't either. I hate it. But I heard, and I've seen this on TikToks, that if you dip an Oreo cookie into sour cream, it tastes like fucking cheesecake.
So I can believe that. I used to work at a restaurant where every year they would make like a bomb pumpkin pie, but they also made a secondary pumpkin pie where uh-huh. they covered it with like a very
layer?
Even layer of sour cream like on top layer. Of the pumpkin yeah. pie. Dude, it took it to the next level.
That's why
I don't like sour cream, and it enhanced that dessert, so why wouldn't it enhance an Oreo,
like an
which
Oreo.
Is another dessert? Yeah.
So, but I
would
think
we
should try that. We should do that on like a Monday or something.
Yeah, let's do the Oreo and sour cream deal.
Yeah,
I'd do that
Hell
with you.
Hell yeah, dude, let's give that a shot. But yeah, no, so that's it. Nutty Bar and cheese sauce. I'm trying to think of another one that that might be a little bit weird. I mean, mac and cheese and soy sauce, I did that once. That was actually...
That's not
that crazy.
I think that's a... That's an enhancement. Like that's
an
good.
Enhancement. Okay.
Yeah. I think anyone would like that.
Shit, dude. I like sweet and savory a lot.
I put Louisiana hot sauce on donuts once, regular glazed donuts.
What?
Yeah.
Just traditional glaze? Did you did you break it open and just drip it in the thing or just drizzle it on the top? What are you talking? What's the strategy with that?
Yeah, I like broke it apart and like just dashed every bite.
Dabbed it in the bite.
Dash on the donut, took a bite. Dash on the donut, took a bite.
So would you get that sweet and tangy?
I mean, it's a little savory too, a little bit of spice, but yeah, it was decent. I did it because people didn't believe I would do it. I was at work one day, we had donuts, and there was Louisiana hot sauce. I'm like, Lo, I bet you won't put hot sauce on that donut. I was like,
challenge accepted.
I'll put hot sauce on anything.
Did you ever have one of those hamburgers where the buns are donuts? I did one of those.
I did, yeah.
It wasn't that great, dude. Yeah, it's just it's
and it
not
wasn't
good.
That great.
Yeah.
Like a good bun that's not sweet is worth so much.
It bops,
more.
Dude. Yeah. It bops. Heck yeah. 100%.
A bun can make a burger.
I've had hot dogs with crazy stuff on them, like hot Cheetos and nacho cheese. I mean, that's not that bad anyway. That's like, you know. But yeah, no, that's mine. Nutty Bar cheese sauce. We'll do some of that. We'll try some Oreo. Would you try it? I know you're not like, I know you're like mega anti-cheese, but would you try even a dip?
I won't try that. No.
Just a little drizzle? Nothing?
I couldn't even get like cheap nacho cheese sauce like that. I couldn't even get it down. I'd throw up. I'd throw up on this microphone.
It's gross. It's definitely gross. And it's not healthy, but I like it. Sweet and tangy.
I don't know if you could hear it. My allergies are killing me. Springtime in Oklahoma, man. This bear rug's about to start getting
tore up.
Stuffy and having a hard time on this show until summer comes and dries out all this nonsense.
Anyway, all right. Next question.
Yep.
Where do you think the most attractive populace lives?
Oh, like where are all the hotties at, huh?
Yep.
Dude, I hate to say this, but I would...
You're probably about to say Colorado, huh?
No. Oh, wait, are we talking the United States?
Anywhere.
No, I was going to talk a demographic, dude.
Oh, you could do it. Like, answer like, however you want. These questions are probably, interpretive.
Probably Belize, dude, I think.
I've never been,
but all the people that I've known from Belize have always been very attractive.
You know a fair amount of people Belizeans? From Belize?
Yeah, I know a couple. I know like that's what I'm saying. I know like 10, and all 10 of them were beautiful. One of my first crushes was a girl that was from Belize.
Interesting thing about Belize, despite being in Central America, they speak English. That's the national language.
That's their native language. Yeah, their national language, not native. Sorry. Pray for me.
Did you say Belizeans?
Did I? I hope did I didn't. Is I, that no, what they're
I think,
called?
I think you did say Belizeans, but that actually is that's right. Belizeans. I fact checked you like a real.
I appreciate
D-bag.
It. I appreciate it, dude. No, it's good. You got to keep this bear rug straight, dude. Let me tell you.
But it's Belizeans. That's
yeah. I think that they're. I don't know. I think they're cute, both boys and girls, and men and women. Sorry. Let's. Whoa. As far as the United States, I'm gonna be honest, dude. I've been to obviously every state multiple times. This one, and this is gonna sound really bad because I'm like a white dude, but bro, the Utah. Those Utah girls,
the Mormons.
God damn, dude.
I've seen some.
I don't know.
Mormons.
I don't know, man. But when I was in Utah, I was like,
"You think
holy
that
shit.
Might be a little of the been, forbidden fruit type deal? Like,
maybe,
these are some real fruit girls." But
maybe that's what it was, dude. But I was just like, dude, every girl I've seen. Because and again, I'm not big. Like, don't get me wrong. I think makeup is awesome. I think that it has its places. But I actually prefer. Closer to a natural. If it's light makeup for like accenting, I like that. I also like the eyeliner. Woo! Yeah. Tell you what, but
I'm a fan of like less makeup too.
Yeah, I just yeah, and I feel like
I like to see like what someone truly looks like.
I've been to Florida. I've been to like Miami. I've been to you know Orlando. All of those, and there are definitely like cuties out there. But it's almost like
I feel
too
like
much
kind
sun.
Of like superficial cuties.
Like. Borderline leathery, right? And there's parts of like, there's parts of California that I got that same vibe, because that's where you would think most people would say, "Oh, I bet the most attractive people are probably like, you know, California."
Too much sun.
That's, yeah, New that's York, way that's, too much. That's a big stereotype too. Like, the pretty coastal people.
But
nah,
I don't know, dude. I was cruising around in Utah. Utah is the only place where I genuinely noticed it. That I was like. God dang, dude. Every girl that I've seen here is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, this says populace, too. So, like, just handsome men, everything. Like, yeah. Just people in general, like, how they look different places.
Yeah. Now, I will say there's some really rough parts of Utah because of, you know, like, they had a lot of drug epidemics. And it's, like, it's kind of annoying. Like, it's, like there's parts of, like, downtown Salt Lake City that I was in that I was just, like, how the fuck do people just let... people live like this, you know what I mean?
There's
I don't know. It's
bad homelessness in downtown Salt Lake City, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I figured so that'd be like the cleanest
the LDS,
city in the nation.
So there's like the giant LDS megachurch. Dude, this thing is fucking
no, I've
huge,
seen it. I've
dude.
Seen it, yeah.
It's the craziest thing ever. Walked around the grounds, everything. Insane, bro. And then literally a block after that, there's like this big public park, and it's just like just
Interesting.
Swarms of
interesting.
It's sad, man, because you could tell it's like it's part of it's like mental health, and then some of it is like a drug epidemic type thing. And it just, I don't know, man. It really broke my heart. It's like here you have this like mega like structure, right? This
a church, no
hubris.
Less.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting type of church.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's mine. What about you? What's your populace?
Let's see here. So something I noticed in London is there were a lot of gorgeous girls in London.
A lot of
there
cuties really in London?
Were. Yeah.
I've never been.
Oklahoma, honestly, is no slouch. Like, and something I like.
Agree to disagree, bro. Now, it's slim pickings out here.
So,
dude.
So you've only ever wandered around the city, but I mean, the rural girls in Oklahoma are
cute. I have
OkCupid,
bro.
Again, that's almost exclusively girls in the city. There's a few in the country that are like, I'll drive into the city.
Choctaw, maybe. Love. There's some country girls out, some mutters out there in Choctaw or whatever.
Anyway,
there wanna be.
Yeah.
Wannabe country.
Wannabe right. countries, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but Oklahoma, the rural girls in Oklahoma, there's some really, really pretty ones. Colorado does have a very attractive populace and fit.
Oh, 100%. And fit.
The
yeah.
only issue is they're all assholes. So
I don't think so.
It is one of the prickliest populaces in the country.
I lived in Colorado for 4 years, and everyone I talked to, they were very, very cool. Very laid back, very open.
So it's
I mean,
changing
I could go sit down at an illegal Pete's and just talk to anybody. I could go sit at somebody's table.
It's
and
changing
like,
now because they're the Colorado's drawing and has been for some time now is drawing like hipsters, and hipsters as a rule are pretty friendly.
Okay, fair.
And like the outdoorsy types so it's becoming a much more friendly place, and probably is now. It probably is. I'm basing this on.
Older
a couple decades ago,
perceptions, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, older perceptions, but it's evolved into probably a much more friendly place. But
yeah, but they're definitely more fit. But the only issue I had with Colorado is that like there's maybe like you could name the amount of good spots on your hands, like food spots, like good food. A lot of it I felt like was pretty
something you and generic. I need to do. As Bojo's. Soon as it opens, no. Well, I love Bojo's that too.
God, Bojo's
mountain style pizza, baby. is the Matt Stone, Trey Parker remodel of Casa Bonita.
Almost we done. Gotta get out there.
It's almost done, yeah. And apparently they made it awesome.
They pre-mode it up. Honestly, it wasn't, I was all right with it, and it's...
it's food was
bro,
so
how
bad.
Much did we eat? Yeah, but still, I went back and got like 3 platefuls when we went out there.
Yeah, yeah, I've eaten there literally probably 30 times in my life, so I'm no stranger to Casa Bonita. When I was younger, I thought it was great. As an adult, I went back like 3-4 times. Awful.
Yeah, all right,
but that's fair. Gonna change. That's gonna change. It's gonna. I have faith in Matt and Trey. Anyway, so Colorado,
London,
Colorado has a pretty fit, good-looking populace. London also attractive folks out there.
Did you ever have like an experience like I did in Utah, where you're like, why is everybody so friggin' pretty around here?
Not really. Not where like every single person I see. I've never ran into that.
I'm trying to remember if I was like, not that. No, I was like, everybody here is fucking beautiful. No,
another
dude.
Place I've noticed is Tennessee for whatever reason. A lot of pretty people in Tennessee.
I man, only thing I remember about Tennessee is that is one state I never want to have to drive all the way through again.
Yeah, so it's thin and long. So, yeah, you if you're trying to get to North Carolina, which I think is why you maybe did it, you have to drive the length of the state. Yeah,
all the way through it, like 8 hours, almost 6 hours.
Yeah, you got Memphis, and you go through Nashville, and you go through Knoxville, and then you cut down, have to go up over the Smoky Mountains, and down
dude,
into
that was
Asheville,
so
North
scary
Carolina.
Too, dude. There's like a massive thunderstorm when I was driving through there. I had a U-Haul, and I was pulling a car behind it.
I had to go over the Smoky Mountains with the same situation, a U-Haul with a car behind it. Only my U-Haul was loaded floor to ceiling with stainless steel kegs of olive oil. So that bitch
dude,
was
heavy.
My brakes were almost catching on fire going down
that thing. Yeah,
way.
You have to drive.
They were trying to fail. It was terrifying.
The worst part about mine was I was in this massive thunderstorm. And so I'm like filming on my phone because, you know, that's a safe thing to do. And I'm like, what? What is happening? I'm like freaking out. And then I'm yelling so loud that I woke up a little spider that was inside of the window thing. And it came out and it like lifted its little, you know, little spider hands at me. And I was like, oh, my God, dude, the spider's going to jump on me. And I'm like driving. I managed to get into an exit, roll down the window, and he like hopped out, and then I rolled it up and kept going. But yeah, it was terrifying. But yeah, okay, I see it. London, little Colorado.
To capstone this, I think it's interesting. A couple of boffins like us are over here judging what other populaces look like. Because wherever
is that
we
us?
Go. Yeah, I probably should look up the name, the meaning of the word boffins. But
what's a boffin?
But like we are in no position to be like
a person engaged in scientific or technical research. Well, close enough. I'll take it.
Expert. That's what I was getting at.
The bear rug boffin. I was
ironically calling us boffins on this subject.
And a I was learned like, lawyer.
We have no reason
okay.
to judge this.
That's fair. We're not boffins. Wait.
I mean, we're boffins in well, several boffin subjects. This isn't one where we should be a boffin.
No. I like to consider myself a demisexual.
Well, acronyms for
boffin. I need
to
know
expert,
someone's
authority.
Intelligent before I can become attracted to them. No.
I like that. No, I like that. Okay. I was just waiting if there was more.
You were cut.
I was waiting to see if there's more, like another.
Demisexual.
They're pretty in
how
London.
How smart are you? That's how beautiful you are. Let me see your intellect. Oh. I don't know why I did a surfer laugh. All right. We're getting off the rails. Next question. Yeah.
What are the top three things on your bucket list?
I'm surprised this question hasn't come up sooner.
Yeah, I brought it up. I saw it and I was like, that's actually okay. You want me to fill this one? I filled it the last one. You do this one.
Goodness gracious. Number one is, I don't know, probably hit at least 30, 40 countries.
Still, oh, okay, I like that.
Total,
I like that you
total.
Were like, I feel like that should be the encompassing bucket list. What's the next country you want to hit?
Oh, a bucket list country.
The next country, like.
Wish list country. I'm not going to get to this country next, but a wish list country would probably be like, I don't know, honestly, probably Japan.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's me, baby. Japan, and I want to do New Zealand, dude. I want to do, like, the Lord of the Rings area, and I want to do the Waitomo Caves.
Bro. I'm less interested in New Zealand just because, having gone to London, one of the most disappointing things about it was how similar.
Nice.
Hit
did it.
Nailed
got
it.
Him.
How similar the culture and the people were to the United States.
Yeah.
And the whole point for me with travel is experiencing something new, seeing how other people
that's
do
fair.
Things. And there was a little bit of that in London, but as a whole, it's United States. And I have a feeling Australia and New Zealand will be kind of like that. Probably, I think it'll be more different than London, but it'll still be more familiarity than I really want to deal with. Not to mention the flight down there is probably like about 18, 19 hours, which is crazy. But that's not to say I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm interested in New Zealand as well, and honestly, New Zealand is on my list of two bug out countries. Like if things start hitting the fan, I want to either go to New Zealand or Iceland. One of those two.
Dang,
those are my hideouts.
You're getting remote with the you gotta
be.
Yeah,
the more remote,
fair.
The better. If stuff's hitting the fan,
that's
and,
fair.
And the and from what I understand, the people in both places are incredibly friendly, very self sufficient, and. I don't know.
I think it would be cool to drink at the bar in Antarctica. Not that that's a bucket list for me or anything, but there is one bar.
I've looked at getting
bar.
A job down there. You can apply for jobs and go seasonally.
Yeah, and like do a little science.
Yeah, you do like 3 months down
expedition.
There. Well, not even just science. They take jobs for everything. They need,
oh,
they need
people
janitors.
To
they need cooks. They need mechanics.
Okay.
They need anyone, anywhere has the skills needed to go to Antarctica. They have something for you. The only issue is it's very competitive because a lot of people want to go down there. You don't get paid just a whole bunch. You'd think like, oh, it's dangerous. It's remote.
Brutal.
I'm
going to
get paid
cold.
A ton. Depending on the job, you're not getting paid that much more than back home, but it's the experience.
Yeah. I just want to, I think it'd be cool to go to that bar, but.
Yeah. Okay. So travel to Japan is one. Another one, bucket list. I don't have a great bucket
list. All right, let me throw mine. So I think both of us are traveled to Japan. I would say I definitely want the bear rugs to become famous enough that you can actually tell your stories. That
would get more spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how much on a leash I am because, like, my stories a lot of them go well beyond and transcend most of yours even. Like,
You got some wild ones in there, dude.
I was a beast, and I'm just all sorts of on a leash.
Yeah.
But
you got to be you're family man now, you know. But the
family man, company man,
the way back times. Those I want you to be able to share those and not be.
That'd be another bucket list item. The bear rugs get successful enough that this is a job. Yeah, that would be a bucket list item.
That would
be pretty awesome.
Trying to think of like a third one, dude. this one's going to, and again, this one would require a lot of work for me, but I want to do, and it's, I know it's dangerous, but I've been watching those dudes in those wing suits, like going across, like down those mountains and then parachuting at the bottom. That would be so crazy, dude. So I'd want to do that. I think that would be sick. As far as traveling though. Yeah. Japan, New Zealand, Antarctica, all those would bop. I definitely want to see more countries. Right. But
no, sorry. None of that.
Sorry. I'm just waking up, you know? I mean, it's
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, my dudes. But yeah, those would be mine.
I think one more, my third would be to be a part of some kind of discovery. And I almost want to say it's too late for this, but to be on like an expedition that finds something, whether it's an archaeological dig or whether it's a new island or something, or to be in the room for a big scientific, it'd be cool to be in the lab when someone discovered a definitive cure for cancer or something like that.
Where it happens.
Yeah. I would like to be at a pivotal discovery event, not a pivotal event. Cause like, I don't want to be like somewhere where a disaster is happening or something like that.
Being the last one alive in the rapture,
being around for a pivotal scientific event. Yeah. I like that.
So that a bucket list, definitely. I guess this is technically travel too, but I want to go to a Burning Man, dude. Like, I want to have the van fully tricked out. I want to have Rocinante fully tricked out, go out there, spend a whole week just surviving in a Ford Econoline.
Yep. James named his van after the horse in Don Quixote, and I am very proud of that. I like the literary name. Yeah, I've always liked that. It's a good name.
Yeah, I'd also think that I'm kind of a... Shit, what was his name? Why can't I remember his name? Who was the guy that went... Sancho, dude. I'm a Sancho, you know what I mean? But...
You're a little bit of a Don Quixote.
I'm a little bit of a Don Quixote.
Just kind
of
like foolhardy wandering around.
Yeah, just, you know, walking to the beat of your own drum kind of thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's number two. I'm trying to think anything else. Would you do anything crazy, like anything extreme? Like, have you skydived?
No, I would.
You'd skydive?
I've done the indoor skydiving at like the iFly place. Yeah. No, it's on my bucket list. It's kind of expensive and time consuming, whatever. And
do you want to like maritime, do some weird ass like sailing across an ocean or something?
You know what I'd probably rather do than skydive is scuba dive.
Oh, okay.
Scuba diving. I like the ocean. I like the water, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've gone snorkeling on like a 2 mile long snorkeling trip.
Damn.
It was like a mile out and a mile back, and it was a guided tour, and then you had like a special vest on that you could like inflate, and then you just sit there and rest and bob, and then you continue on.
Dude,
and
I've never understood how to properly use a snorkel.
I don't really know what to say.
Like, I get it's so you put the snorkel up so you can, and then I guess you take like a deep breath and then you go under and the water just doesn't fucking dunk into it or something.
Yeah, it's like the inverse pressure or whatever. That happens. I don't dive under with a snorkel, but people do.
And then how do you know when you're back, that you're back up enough that you're not going to like open your mouth and like get a thing?
I guess when you
resurface, I've never been able to do it.
When you resurface, maybe, you like come all the way up.
Maybe it was because
you just get a feel for it. It's a lot more intuitive than you think.
Maybe when I was a kid, it was because when I was a kid, I was like dumb and I was like, oh, this will work underwater too. You know what I mean? That was me drowning. That's what I sound like.
Well, not the last time I did it. My favorite time I did it, we were in Honduras, and we were right on like the shelf where the ocean like dropped off.
Okay.
And we were swimming along the shelf. So on your left was like shallow water and reef and stuff like that. And then on the right was just the inky darkness.
Drop.
And then just a cliff going straight down further than you could see. And it was super creepy. Yeah. And I kept side-eyeing out into the open ocean, like just picturing like a giant shark just coming out of the darkness or a big like Kraken tentacle or something. But it was a rush, man. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And I was wearing like a really shiny watch, and I was like making the other people freak out. And I was like, I heard shiny things attract sharks. And they were just like, why are you wearing
that? What's wrong with you?
Barracudas.
Woo. We actually saw a barracuda. So maybe he was
wandering around.
They
like shiny stuff.
Yeah. So he might have been, because I remember our guide was like, look, a couple barracudas. And I didn't think of it at the time, but maybe my watch was attracting them. So I made the tour better.
Yeah. I know that some people have a phobia of like deep, dark water. I forget what that's called.
Anyone who plays Subnautica?
Yeah, there you go. Subnautica. Ooh. Ooh, have you played Subnautica?
I've watched.
Spicy, dude.
People play it on Twitch.
I haven't done any diving either. Any scuba diving or snorkeling. Oh, closest thing I did was I did a couple of those little dolphin tours, and the dolphins came up, and I got to like kind of pet the dolphin, I guess. That makes sense. It's crazy, dude. They'll like swim sideways and they're just like looking at you. You know what I mean? Like they're checking you out.
They're
smart. You could tell they're like getting a vibe off. Like there's a lot more going on.
I've had them follow my boat a lot an ocean.
Also, dolphins in Minecraft voyages are so cool. I know that's like a side, but I've been playing a little bit of Minecraft recently, and I came across some dolphins, and they're, you know, like, anyway.
Good dolphin impression. Next question.
Thanks.
All right. What is each of your favorite drinks?
I mean, we know what I'm, so we've got like the absolute favorite, and then we've got like, I'd say your day to day, like what you're just drawn to. Gamer subs, dude. Any gamer subs in my water, I will drink it. The only one I don't drink is the one that Jeremy likes, which is the emotional damage. And it's just because it's lychee flavored. And for some reason, lychee puts me to sleep, dude, like out, like gone. But gamer subs is definitely my day to day. I drink probably too much. I need to just like maybe start diluting it and just do only water every three or something. But I probably do four whole thingies of gamer subs a day.
I'm going to split mine into alcoholic, non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic, it's a two-way tie between lavender cucumber, Ouro Boros sparkling water, and I'm going to sound really freaking bougie, and taro smoothie with boba.
Boba!
Ooh, taro slush or taro smoothie with boba
with
in it.
Boba. Standard boba. We don't need any. No. I mean, I definitely like the poppers, too.
I like, so I'll I've do, had grape popping bubbles in a taro slush before, and that was good.
That's pretty good. Yep. I've done the coffee bubble popping. It's all right. I mean, I'm the same, dude. I keep it traditional there. I like taro. I think taro is delicious. That would definitely be my favorite, but I'm not drinking that every day. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And that's what keeps it good. That's what keeps it fresh, is if you're not doing it every day, you still stay pretty favorite about it. As far as alcoholic, I'm trying to think of everything that I've had that was alcoholic. I've definitely had like a chocolate beer before. That was not good.
When you have a chocolate beer?
I was working for a client, not with my current job, but with Ring Central, and it was bad, dude. It was crazy. It was, they're enterprise level. They do.
So you end up having to drink it? How much did you drink of it?
No, so I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go into detail about the company, but I bailed them out of a very sticky situation. And so they're like, we want to take you to this fine dining restaurant. You're coming with us. You're going to come out here and eat. So I go out there to eat with them, and it was like my birthday. It was about to be my birthday. Well, I go to use the restroom. I come back, and they've ordered me this like chocolate beer. And so they didn't know I was a teetotal, right? They didn't know that I don't do it. And I felt like shit to like try to, there's that any time that I've had alcohol, it was either forced on me or I felt like shit and just drank it. I did not drink the whole thing. I drank. So what ended up happening, I tried to like first we all did a group drink. I probably had like, so it's a glass 20, what is that? 20 ounces? Is that 24 ounces? I had probably 4 ounces of it. 4 ounces of it, I would say. Like I took a drink. I talked to the dudes. I'm like, yeah, it's a little weird. Kind of tastes like a Tootsie Pop. Ha ha ha. Got them all talking, got them all joking. And then I just kind of moved it out of the way.
Probably like a cocoa stout or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. So that one I've had Frangelico, and that one, same situation. It was this young bartender. I was at this like Italian place. I was sitting at the bar because I didn't want to wait for a seat. There's a dude next to me that was like, what is that? 8 sheets to the wind, bro. My man was sloshed. All right. And there's a lot of people at the bar, and it's super young bartender. She's like trying to get everybody sorted out. And this guy's like, you know, a little older than me. He's probably like, you know, early 40s. And he's just being a dick, dude, the whole time. And I'm like, yo, chill out, man. She's working. She's getting it. He's like, I'm going to tell you something, man. If she doesn't find my card right here in the next 10 minutes, I'm starting this timer, then I'm going to buy you the most expensive wine in this place. And I'm like, bro, don't. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine. I was like, look how busy it is, dude. She's crushing it. I'm like, how about you, man? You having a good time? What brings you? I keep trying to like, you know, get his mind off of it. Well, anyway, the dude's being an absolute dick. He says something to the girl that was like super rude. I forgot what it was. And I'm like, all right, dude, you need to chill out. Like, it's time to go. And the main lady, so not the bartender, but the manager of like the store at the time, comes over and she's like, all right, get out. Let's go. Let's get out of here. So we scoop this guy up, me and this lady, we take him out. And I had ordered a dessert like right before. It was like some kind of ice cream that they had. And I ordered the clean version. There's a dirty and a clean version, right? Cause someone walked by with it and I was like, oh, that looks good. Can I get one of those? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, just shoot me the clean version. Right. And so we get this guy out of the bar. We come back and my ice cream's there. And the girl's like, thank you so much. That was so sweet of you. And she goes, by the way, and I had come back cause I left cause I walked the dude out. I come back and I look at the ice cream and I can tell she poured a shot of Frangelico, like straight over the top of it. And she's like, that's for, and now I'm like, well, now do I be a dick and go, yeah, well, I asked for the clean version because I don't drink, right? She's already been shit on like the whole night. So I was like, awesome. I really appreciate it. And so I stomached that. And then, so that was one of the other times. Frangelico is gross too. It all tastes like my grandmother's perfume, well, dude.
I didn't expect you to pick a favorite alcoholic. I was just going to do it because it's such a part of my life.
And then I had Smirnoff when a chick like that I was dating tried to come over to like give me a kiss.
Like a Smirnoff Ice?
Yeah, like a Smirnoff Ice.
Or a Smirnoff Vodka?
Apple. It was the Apple.
Oh, okay, Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice. I'm pretty sure because she came to give me a kiss and she like dumped a whole mouthful in my mouth and like it was not cool.
That's but, hot.
Yeah, I was in my 20s. No, it wasn't hot. It was actually, I was really mad.
That's why I tried to pronounce it the H-A-W-T way, ironically.
Yeah, it was very, is one of those things. But yeah, she's like, I'm going to make him drink. And so I had a taste of that. I spit it out, but I had a taste of that too. So yeah, no, I don't know.
Good for you, buddy. I'm going to say alcoholic. It's going to be either a really good gin or a really good bourbon.
Do you have like a mixed drink that you would do? Like
the only mixed drink. So I drink almost everything just straight up. So coffee, I don't ever doctor coffee. I always drink coffee black and then not even on the rocks. So liquor, like scotch, bourbon, anything like that, it's room temperature neat. Straight out of the bottle.
Look at you.
I hate mixed drinks with one exception. The only exception is I'll occasionally do like a gin and tonic, but everything, vodka, gin, bourbon.
You never done any of like the tequila. special ones?
No, I've done it, but I don't like them, man. I don't like sweet. I don't like anything like that. I like the liquor at its bare bones. I just drink it. I don't even like it cold, just room temperature.
What about Long Island iced teas?
They're okay. They're okay. They're a good way to get
drunk without knowing.
Just, well, you know.
Well, I mean, without, you know what I mean?
If someone's ordering Long Island iced teas, they're on a mission. And that mission is to not know what's going on.
I'm trying to think of like all of my friends' like favorite types of drinks to see if there's one that like mixed drinks, but I can't remember any of them, dude.
Mixed drinks, like, they're okay, they're tasty, but they're also for kind of people. So there's real drinkers, and then there's people that
have to doctor their stuff up.
No, if you're drinking a mixed drink, like, you don't like alcohol. You like being drunk and doing it the tasty way.
I don't know, dude.
These drinks have their own beauty on their own. So like bourbon, like wine, or tequila, or gin, or anything like wine, there's different regions, different types, different flavors. And if you're a purist, you drink them straight up.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, I think there's also something. I think it's an art form, dude. You know what I mean?
There are definitely mixed drinks. And yeah, you're right. There are mixed drinks that are artfully put together. And they're kind of hard to find, less so in big cities. But there's bartenders that like hand cut the ice and make the bitters out of like natural like buttercracked right then and there. And there's beautiful mixed drinks. And there's good mixed drinks. But they're a special occasion for me. As a whole, I like to just drink the pure bare bones liquor.
Yep. That's fair.
Yep. But anyway, that's good. That's good. Next question. Yeah.
That's all I had.
That's it.
Oh, okay. That's all the questions. Nice. Okay, good. You lost track.
Do you have any drink things?
I know you said you're picky, so that makes me interested. What's your favorite drinks?
So my favorite soda is Dr. Pepper. My favorite alcohol is bourbon. Favorite way to do that is an old fashioned.
Nice. Old fashions are good.
My little brother likes old fashions.
Old fashions are a classic drink, and it doesn't interfere too much with the bourbon. The bourbon still comes out
straight through.
Very strong.
Yeah, if I make them myself at home, they're usually pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Old fashions are good.
Old fashioned.
But the things I take more of an issue with is like a Cosmo or like Sex on the Beach.
So I was going to say, like, what is it? Mai Tai. I was like, is it Virgin on the Beach? Like, I couldn't remember the name. But yeah.
There are no virgins on the beach.
I'd rather do a shot of tequila than a margarita. Margarita? But margaritas have
I'm sure you got a banging margarita somewhere.
Oh, dude.
In if Santa you're eating Fe, Mexican some food. Real
good. Yeah, they go very good with Mexican food. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And then so with mixed drinks, it's a pairing thing, too.
Yeah.
But if I'm just bellied up to a bar, there's like no food there, nothing like that. I'm like, hit me with a double of bourbon.
Or what?
Bourbon neat.
Are you a bourbon boy?
So scotch and bourbon are both types of whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I probably prefer bourbon to scotch. I like scotch. Some of the scotches get a little like kind of peaty.
Okay.
Kind of like a weird mossy taste that I'm not a fan of. Lafroig is a particular offender there.
Damn.
It's like licking a algae covered rock.
Okay.
But there's some good scotches. There's some good scotches out
there. Is there one that you're just like, what is there one?
Man, I'll session drink some Johnny Walker Black.
Okay.
But also, like, Glenn Livett's good. What's one of the ones? Balvenie.
What's the one
I like Balvenie.
That Derek hooked you up with? What was that? Do you remember? I don't even remember.
No, he gave me a beer, Le Fin du Monde, which is like a Belgian beer, which that stands for End of the World in French, I believe.
Okay.
That's just a really strong beer.
But
it's
does it bop?
It's like 13%. Yeah, it's a decent beer. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right. So Friday we got coming up movie review.
I'm going to see.
Well, no, this Friday's is the one we already did.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we reviewed.
Almost got me messed up.
Air. Reviewed Air.
Air.
What is wrong with me, dude? Brain is falling apart.
James, we're professionals.
I know, dude. Air. So we watched Air. We reviewed Air. We were actually hoping to get video up for this one, but I think what we're going to do is we're coming up on 30 episodes, so we're going to start checking off the seasons by every 30 episodes we'll knock out a season. Once we finish the entire season, we'll kind of do a season in review. And so what we'll do, we think it's just going to probably look a little bit better if we just start season 2 right off the bat, video. Like, we'll start doing video season 2. So the last episodes we have up to episode 30, we're just going to keep doing them this way. And then once we start season 2, we'll have the video up and moving. And we'll be kicking it off there. So yeah, we reviewed Air. We got a little bit to talk about on it. It's an interesting movie. I don't know if you guys are into biopics, but I actually liked it.
Yeah, I liked it as well. It was a good movie.
Yep, that review is coming up Friday. And then
next week, we're having to pre-record episodes because James is going to be at a wedding. And so the banter's not going to be exactly current news, probably. And that Wednesday, we'll have another Ask the Bear Rugs. And then that Friday, we're going to see if there's any redemption to be had for animated movies breaking the Jer barrier. And we watched Spirited Away, is largely considered to be not only one of the best films ever made, but probably the best animated film ever made. So we threw the best they had at Jeremy to see.
The best Ghibli they had, I think. I think it's the best Ghibli, but we'll talk about it.
So careful. I was looking at lists. Like, the British Film Institute calls it the best film period of the 21st century, which is 23 years.
Wow, damn.
American Film Institute puts it in the top 50. IMDb puts it in the top 100 best movies ever made. Like, it's got some clout. There's critics that argue it's the best movie ever made. There's critics that argue it's the best animated film ever made. And there's people that argue that it's easily in the top 100 films, no matter what you're talking about.
Yep.
And so throwing something with that kind of cloud at it, what's going to happen?
We're going to see what happens.
Watched it.
Yeah, you did. You watched it all the way through. I was right next to him.
I watched it and the hamster was running. I was thinking, what did I think? That's Friday after the coming Friday. So
yep.
We'll see.
All right. That about wraps up everything we have for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And remember,
don't be a bear rug. Don't do it. You'll regret it. Been there, done that. But in all seriousness, we really appreciate the listens, everybody. And we hope you tune in next time. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, be sure to visit our site at thebearrugs.com for additional episodes. We have all of our socials listed there. You know what they are. Give us a like, share, comment. If you're part of the older crowd, Pony Express that shit if you have to. Thanks for listening, everyone.